Sydney, Sidney, Fontaine, Fontaine, 7:24:58. Today's 5:28:25. This is a 66-year-old gentleman currently on hospice. Is being evaluated today for face-to-face, period. His other issues include currently on hospice because of a diagnosis of end-stage COPD. His other issues include shoulder pain, arthritis, DJD, hypertension, weakness, debility, anxiety, abdominal pain, hypertension. Blood pressure today was elevated at 180 over 86. He says he doesn't remember if he took his blood pressure medication this morning. We need to keep a better eye on his blood pressure, period. In the paragraph, he also has right-sided heart failure, weakness, 1+ pedal edema bilaterally, period. These are all related to both his malnutrition, decreased protein calorie, decreased protein in his circulation, and as well as right-sided heart failure, period. He has hyperlipidemia along with hypertension, period. The tramadol that he's taking at this time for his polyosteoarthritis is not helping him, period. He continues to be more fatigued. He uses oxygen more often at 2 liters, period. His confusion appears to be related to his hypoxemia, period. His O2 sat is at 92% with 2 liters and a pulse of 100, period. His PPS is at 50%. He has decreased appetite. He's now consuming 40 to 50% of his food. His MAC is at 32.5. He shows ADL dependency. He's taken care of by Melinda Strawberry, M-E-L-L-I-N-D-A, Strawberry, his niece, and has bowel and bladder incontinency as well, contributing to his worsening symptoms and his end-stage COPD. Worsening symptoms related to his hospice diagnosis of end-stage COPD with increased shortness of breath and air hunger. Thank you.